What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to MuggleCast, your weekly ride into the Wizarding World. Happy New Year! I'm Andrew.
I am Eric.
I'm Micah.
And I'm Laura.
And even though we're in a new year, it's already been a crazy first week of 2021, so we hope everybody is doing okay and is looking forward to escaping into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter with us. We're excited to start our 16th year of Harry Potter podcasting.
Holy cow.
Sweet 16.
Oh my gosh. We're almost old enough to drive, you guys.
In some states, we are.
Yeah, we could get our learners. Yeah.
You know? Right, right. There comes a point, though, where it's not very cool to bring up how old you are. Like, you know how, like MTV doesn't talk about how they're 30 years old or whatever, because that's not cool. Mm. So I think we have to stop at some point talking about how old we are.
Oh.
You know, we want to be young and hip, and I don't know if we can do that when we say we're a 16-year-old podcast.
16's pretty hip. 16's like the epitome of, like, Western, you know, apex of, you know, life.
It's true.
Okay.
That and 21.
Cool. Well, I'll start bragging that we're 16.
Yeah.
Did anybody get any Harry Potter items for the holidays?
First of all, we should have all gotten something Harry Potter related if we participated in the Secret Santa with our patrons over on Facebook. And I did get something really cool from Lainey M. I won't say her last name and her family. It was a project that at least two of the family worked on. They're homemade and handmade Loki Ravenclaw coasters. Her husband helped her.
Loki. Oh, Loki.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting Marvel crossover. Right. Yeah. I was confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says that her husband helped her create them with pecan wood and dyed casting resin. So I didn't take a picture of them yet and post them on the Facebook group. So I thought, what better thing could I do? I'll mention it on the show. So thank you very much to Lainey. When I do start drinking again in 2021, I will definitely utilize those Ravenclaw themed coasters.
I gifted the custom chocolate frog cards from our dear listener, Hannah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I gifted one of those to myself, actually. I have it nice. Right here. I will take a picture of that and
cool.
And post it up a little bit later
we
on.
We should actually, I mean, if Laura, if you ordered that at some point, I don't know if you have, but if you do, we should all take a picture of ours and maybe post them on Instagram. That'd be cute.
That's a great idea.
I got some fuzzy Hufflepuff socks that I'm real happy with. And just in general, talking about the patron's Secret Santa, it's just a good opportunity every year. I really want to thank Brittany V for running that. Every year she kind of just makes sure that everything's coordinated and everyone can get their gifts and all that stuff. And we just have so much feedback in the patrons Facebook group about how it brings people together and they're excited to get it. And it's just a very warm kind of feeling in the middle of winter. So really appreciate it.
Well, to kick off another year of Harry Potter podcasting, on this week's episode, we're going to look at what New Year's resolutions the characters would want to pursue. And we'll see if maybe we should be pursuing some of these ideas as well. We also got some awesome ideas from our listeners. And speaking of listeners, later in today's episode, we're going to talk about the Harry Potter lines we say out loud most from the books and movies. And this is going to be really fun. We posted this question on Twitter a few weeks ago. I think it was one of our most popular posts ever. We just got so much feedback. And then we posted on Instagram the other day and we got a ton of feedback again. So we're going to we're not only going to read these, we're going to do our best impressions as well. But also a couple of quick housekeeping items. Make sure you are subscribed for free to MuggleCast so you never miss an episode. Hit that subscribe button no matter where you listen to the podcast. Also, take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to MuggleCast. We really appreciate new reviews. And tell a friend about MuggleCast, if you wouldn't mind, to help us spread the word about the show. If you have friends who love Harry Potter as much as you do, we think they'll love the show just as much. Help them get through 2021 by spreading the word about MuggleCast. And thank you in advance if you do. All right, so let's jump into our main discussion today, the New Year's resolutions of Harry Potter characters. First of all, panel, did you guys make any New Year's resolutions for yourselves? Are you that type of person?
This got me thinking. I saw that this was coming up as a discussion topic, and I said, I got to make some resolutions. It was like January 5th, and I was like, I should have made some resolutions. Yeah, I mean, every year, I think even though it's sort of more of a symbolic turn, you know, into the new year, time is made up, it's a construct, that, you know, all that stuff. I nevertheless do look at the beginning of the year to make changes and look ahead, and I really feel like this is a totally different year than it was 10 days ago, even though life events and what's going on would seem to indicate we're still stuck in 2020. But
right. There is something refreshing about turning the calendar into a new year. I get you.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
So did you come up with any resolutions?
Yeah, I mean, some are ones of years past that weren't done, like be more frugal. I think I could always, you know, always improving. I got rid of some subscription services recently that I didn't need, you know, that kind of thing, just to put myself in peak financial shape. And then I want to read more books this year. That's always a good one. And I'm also starting to declutter and get rid of some of my nerd stuff that I no longer use anymore.
So we're going to do some more box of crap giveaways here on MuggleCast, it sounds like. Eric, I tried to do that read more books one last year. I only ended up reading two books, so shame on me. But hey, I wish you better luck.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Andrew.
Andrew, that's not fair. I mean, one of those was definitely Order of the Phoenix.
No, I'm not including Order of the Phoenix. I want to get a little more organized this year, just with planning the work week ahead. I'm decent with that, but I could definitely improve there. So that's my resolution that I'm focusing on. Laura, Micah?
Nope.
No.
Andrew, you know this because you and I both did this. We were very intentional with our goal setting last year. We made smart goals, right? Like attainable, measurable, all of those things. And then 2020 just came and was like, screw you. So 2021 gets me as I am. I think I'm going to try to drink more water.
There you go.
Okay, that's a good one. I mean,
that is important.
Yeah.
I really like, Laura, your resolution here, though, but I've tried to think more short-term goals as opposed to something that's going to span the course of the entire year, just because I feel like when you set something that's a little bit more reasonable and short-term, you can actually get there. And so I decided, and I've been pretty good so far. Recent events haven't really helped this situation much, but limiting my social media intake, my goal is really just to see the overall screen time report that you get every week from your iPhone go down. And so I'm just taking it week to week. I've been very good about staying off Instagram. I think I've only checked it twice in the first week of this year, but
good for you.
Twitter has been a different story. I need to
read your direct messages. I sent you a bunch of those on Instagram. I was wondering why you hadn't replied.
Well, Eric, you can always call me or text me.
Now, that's a good one. Social media can drive us crazy.
That's fantastic. I just think
it adds, without question, to the level of anxiety that people are dealing with everything else that's going on. So, you know, kind of along those lines, Eric, I think I'm going to try and be better about actually reaching out to people as opposed to just seeing what they're doing on social media.
Yes, that's a huge one too.
All right. Well, you better start calling me then. All right.
let's
look at, I actually hate talking on the phone, so don't call me. Let's talk about the New Year's resolutions that Harry Potter characters may make. I think Dumbledore, you know, we criticize him a lot on the show. There's a lot he can improve about himself. I have one for you, Dumbledore. Don't make promises you can't keep or shouldn't make to begin with. You know, you make this blood pact with Grindelwald. That's already a big problem. You're telling Harry that you are going to reveal everything that he needs to know, and then you didn't. That was a big old lie. You're acting like Hogwarts is the safest place on Earth when it's a total security nightmare. Ugh. Stop saying things that aren't true, and don't make promises that you can't keep. Think things through before making these decisions, because you're harming people, you're hurting people.
That's a great one. I would like to think that Dumbledore is smart enough in all of his wisdom to know that he shouldn't do what he's doing to people. It's like, there's got to be a little bit inside of him that's like, yeah, I totally told Harry I was going to tell him everything, and then I didn't.
And then he's like,
right. Yeah.
There's always next year. 2022 is going to be my year.
We've got like two more books to go. Might as well save it for then.
I saw you did Dumbledore and I thought, oh gosh, I'm next. I got to do Voldemort. But yeah, keeping in mind, like, you know, these are sort of, I think, tongue in cheek and all that.
Yes.
But
yes.
I thought that it would be really, really funny for Voldemort's New Year's resolution to just, you know, check up on his Horcruxes. I feel like that's one of those things that when you're starting to retake the wizarding world, you're starting the second wizarding war, amassing followers, you know, hanging out in graveyards, that you'd really just start to put off this wonderful, very useful practice of just going to make sure that nobody found out the secret to your immortality. I mean, you know, I know you don't like going home to little Hangleton where you grew up, Tom, where you come from, Tom, and you know, digging around in that shack for a couple minutes just to see if the ring is still there. But I feel like, you know, if he just kind of looked around, took stock, especially after the loss of the diary, he would be in better shape and it would be a good peace of mind knowing that he could still, you know, his secret was safe.
Yeah, and you know, I would add to this resolution, just check in on the Horcruxes every year. Get into a routine. Yeah. Not just one year. I think they need a regular checking upon.
I mean, I would probably go at the end of every month. If it was like,
yeah.
If it was my immortality on the line, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
We all check our credit report at least once a year, right? So
I froze my credit score a couple years ago after fraud. I haven't looked at it since, but yeah.
Freehorcruxreport.com.
Where are they now? Jewel, make that graphic. Good, good, in danger, good, destroyed. yeah, I mean, of course, you know, Voldemort's ego has gotten in the way and he doesn't bother. He thinks they're all A-okay.
Right.
For me, the first resolution that I went with was for Dobby. I think that he really needs to just wash his socks already. I'm fearful that
think he does.
He is going to get athlete's foot in his ears otherwise, just because they're used socks. They're not clean or right off the store shelf. Think about the one that was inside the diary that Harry gave to him. It was just inside the Chamber of Secrets. All the stuff that's crawling around in there, and then obviously with what Hermione does, he just starts to go ham in Goblet of Fire. So I just think he needs to be a little bit more aware of keeping his socks clean.
Yeah, Dobby, you reek. Like, come on.
And those are big ears. I mean, that could get a lot of athlete's foot or other Ooh. Kinds of infections in there. I'm just looking out for his well-being.
Plus, I'm sure he like knows somebody who could wash them for him if he just asks.
Exactly.
You know, if he's busy, having a busy day. Or
he could probably clean it himself as well. He just doesn't want to. He probably loves the smell of humans.
Ugh. Oh, that's true.
Okay. Well, mine is for Hermione. I feel like in rereading the series as adults, we've had a few moments. Hermione is great. Oh, that didn't sound very good, did it? But I sound like I'm breaking up with her. You're great.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's one of my favorite characters in the series just because of what she represents for young girls and women. But she has some moments where her assumptions kind of get ahead of her. Like the filter between her brain and her mouth doesn't quite work. So like saying that you wish you could see thestrals, come on, it's pretty insensitive. assuming the centaurs wouldn't be offended that you trespassed into their property to get them to dispose of your problem. Rude.
Yeah.
And also calling Ferenz a horse.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Ooh, yeah, that was rough. Look, no one's perfect. Hermione has ways to improve as well.
She's almost perfect, but this is one of the ways that she can really just level up in the new year. So,
but we also need to accept that you can't reach perfection, right? We all have flaws that are okay. It's okay, Hermione.
But be better.
Some of these things aren't, but be better. All right, my next one is for Snape. Smile more. Don't you want to be likable? Don't you want people to like you? Do you really want everybody to despise you? Everybody outside of your Hogwarts house, come on, smile more. Next.
I think this is a culture thing, Andrew. I think we need to, as a culture, start embracing people who choose to be miserable grumps all the time. I think it's problematic for you to say Snape should smile more.
I apologize. I will say that masks are changing the game, though, because
ooh,
if you're wearing a mask, there's no pressure to smile or just deadpan or,
oh, really?
You know, frown.
I feel enormous pressure because it's way harder to communicate non-verbally. So I feel like I have to smile with my eyes a lot more. Like I have to smize.
Smile.
I have to get really exaggerated with it to show people like I'm not being mean.
Or you could just wave at them.
Yeah, I do that too.
Well, there is a chance Snape may be smiling today or at least smirking because I think, at least according to Wizards Unite, it is his birthday.
Oh, okay.
You should have been a little bit more excited than that.
Well, it's probably Why? About how excited he is.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you think he likes celebrating his birthday?
He woke up
know.
And he was like, oh, okay.
Another birthday alone.
All alone. And I love it this way.
It reminds me of that Puppet Pal where whatever the episode is where he's just, Snape is just alone all the time. Yeah, moving on. I came up with a fun one, what I think is a fun one for Arthur Weasley. Be more honest with Molly. I feel like there's a potential problem on the horizon with Arthur always doing these secret things in the garage, working on the flying car, investigating plugs. And like, you know, I'd like to believe they're a strong couple that has the sturdiness to withstand the stress of just like they can have their own space and their own time. But I'm thinking, you know, especially in the case of the flying car, it really would have behooved Arthur to be a little bit more honest about his antics with Molly, because to have them blow up and have all that stress on Arthur's job probably stressed Molly out a lot more than it should have. You know, I think that she's aware of his quirks, but if he were just a little bit more forthcoming, they could work through them together.
This is a pretty typical husband problem too, isn't it?
Oh, probably. Yeah, I think so.
I came up with one for Ollivander. I really want him to come up with a new slogan because he likes always saying that the wand chooses the wizard. But if that's the case, then what exactly is your job function?
To collect the money that the wand doesn't even get.
He makes it happen, Mikey. He puts them in a situation where like he sets them up for success.
But he has this whole lore about him, right? That he's this great wand maker. But I mean, I guess he does make the wands at the end of the day, but I just feel like he might want to think about a new slogan. That's all.
How about I choose the wand that chooses you? That would be, I fixed it for you.
I choose the wand that chooses the wizard.
Yeah. He's been too timid since 382 BC.
I make the
BC.
Wand that chooses the wizard.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he's been a little timid about the whole thing, but that that's better. That's much more assertive.
I watch the wand choose the wizard.
Ooh.
Now pay me.
I'm just thinking about, you know, there has to be something along the lines of automation in the magical world where you could just walk into the shop and if the wand chooses you.
Do you want Ollivander to lose his job? What is wrong with you? What did Ollivander ever do to you?
Well, I'm just saying, he doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, pretty much one of McGonagall's bewitched chess pieces could do what he does.
Wow, I like Ollivander, okay?
I'm
so
just thinking maybe he could retire and, you know, kick his feet up. That's all.
Okay, well, that I agree with.
Laura, I was thrilled to see that you have a resolution for my favorite Harry Potter character. Not as thrilled to actually learn what it is.
Yeah, so I'm going to need to paint like a word picture for everyone listening at home. So are we all familiar with the Steve Buscemi, how do you do, fellow kids meme? He's like dressed like a high schooler, trying to blend in. He's got a backwards baseball cap on. He's wearing a shirt that says music, band. He's got like a skateboard thrown over his shoulder. This is you, Sirius. You need to stop.
Oh.
You're not 16. Harry's not James.
Aww.
I understand it. I understand the circumstances that, you know, happened to you. They were not your fault. But at the end of the day, you're one of the grown-ups in the picture. You and Harry are not going to go on adventures around Hogwarts together. It's just not going to happen. Stop. Oh, it's pretty sad.
I think, though, just looking at this, maybe it would have been more effective if Steve Buscemi had actually played Sirius versus Gary Oldman. Because I do think that Harry, Ron, and Hermione would have said, you know what, maybe you should just kind of like hang in the corner.
Harry would have been like, do I have to go live with you?
All right, Jewel has more work, our social media manager. Jewel, you have to Photoshop Sirius's face on top of Steve Buscemi's, I think, for social media.
Amazing.
But Laura, you know, I see what you're saying, but also the poor guy, he lost 12 years of his life in Azkaban. Gone. You know, he wants to live like he wasn't in prison.
Hey, I mean, both of these things can be true, right? We can accept multiple truths. What happened to him was terrible, and it wasn't his fault. At the same time, there's a freaking wizarding war going on. You gotta get your priorities in order.
Yeah.
My next one is about Jacob from Fantastic Beasts. I think he needs to expand his baking skills beyond bread. It's never a good idea to kind of pigeonhole yourself into one type of business. He really needs to expand if he wishes to have as much success as possible.
Expand like yeast. I want to see Kowalski's casseroles. That's what I want to see. I want to see what he can do more with, you know, like some noodles and some more sauce and stuff. Yeah.
Kowalski's cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Kowalski's carrots.
In his defense, haven't you watched The Great British Bake Off? I mean, there are so many varieties of bread.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
It is a large market.
Yeah.
But were there in the 1930s?
I'm sure.
I wonder if he was on the first British Bake Off. In like 1942 or whenever that show started.
So much work for Jewel. Now she's going to have to Photoshop Jacob into the Great British Bake Off.
Put him next to Noel.
I can see him as a pasta guy too. He could whip up some good Italian dishes. Maybe some pizza.
Hey, looks Italian.
Well, actually, Queenie, isn't it Queenie that puts like the ingredients of the food? She wraps it up like a streusel or something, strudel.
Yeah, I think there's a strudel mention.
Yeah, we see it like be made and then heated right in front of
us. I've made strudel, something like that.
That's right. Well, keeping in line with the Fantastic Beasts characters, I love that we can now sort of branch out and think about it. I think that Tina's New Year's resolution in the coming year, so the last time we saw her, I think her you know, new Year's resolution should be to look up salamanders. You know, figure out what kind of common ground she may have with them. And it's all because her boyfriend made a weird comment, and now it's got her thinking. So was it like a compliment or a criticism? I think it warrants further investigation. I think she's going to really delve into getting to know salamanders, especially their eyes, and to kind of really make peace with that weird comment her boyfriend Newt made.
Yeah, getting to know salamanders is getting to know Newt. So I think that's a good idea.
His last name is kind of like salamander.
Right.
Well, continuing the Fantastic Beasts thread, a character that maybe will pop up in a future movie, but was really a focal point of Half-Blood Prince, Horace Slughorn. I think he needs to stop collecting children.
Yeah.
He's
this sounds like he's like got him in a basement or something. Oh my
God. He is. I mean, my math is not very good, but I would think he's probably close to 100 years old at this point. And I just think it's time to stop the creepiness of collecting people, especially Hogwarts students. I think he should try his hand at maybe collecting coins or baseball cards or something a little bit more normal than young children.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, like if he continues this, we may have to do a Chris Hansen video.
Slughorn, take a seat right over here.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Horace.
Come on, happen now. This actually reminds me of Sirius, right? He's that Steve Buscemi meme of like reliving past glory.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you go back to high school, when you think about it, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to, you know, go on the football field and be a star again. But this whole reliving past glory, when Harry meets Slughorn for the first time, that's exactly what Slughorn is doing. Like, oh, I connected Gwenog Jones with this student and he's now at the ministry, all this stuff. And following the events of book 7, Slughorn can really just branch out, right? He did the right thing and told you know, gave Dumbledore the evidence that Dumbledore needed of how Slughorn may have been instrumental in helping Voldemort achieve immortality. But now that that's over, he can really, I don't know, like really turn over a different leaf, I think, and become a whole mm-hmm. different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you said that, though, Eric, it made me think of Steve Buscemi as the head of Slytherin House. And I'm just not sure how that would work.
Steve Buscemi in more things.
I was going to say.
It should be. Yeah. I think the TV show should just be Steve Buscemi in all the roles.
He could have been like Filch, Peeves.
Yeah.
My final one is for Professor Quirrell. Learn some subtlety. Man, like, you left and you came back with this giant turban. You didn't think that was going to, you didn't think people were going to wonder, like, what's up with that?
Well, they clearly didn't. At least Dumbledore should have been a little bit more but quick on the uptake.
I mean, he apparently at some point he was like, hey, Snape, keep an eye on Quirrell. But mm-hmm. also, like, I don't know, it just seems a bit inconvenient. You couldn't think of a better way to allow Voldemort to, like, leech off of you. You had to put him on the back of your head.
Well, Laura, what is a better way? What would have been a better way?
I mean, he could have just possessed him, right? We've seen that happen. He didn't need a physical manifestation. Plus, how could he breathe under there? I have a lot of problems with this.
Does Voldemort need to breathe? He doesn't have a nose.
Do you think, though, it's more on Quirrell or more on Voldemort at this point?
Ooh, that's a good choice or a good question. I'm assuming Quirrell chose the covering at the very least.
As we've established today, these characters, they need some help. And as we kick off a new year in our lives, you may be looking for how to pursue your own self-improvement goals. If one of those steps towards fulfillment is therapy, we'd like you to check out BetterHelp. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist who you can work with digitally. What's great about BetterHelp is that it makes it so easy to jump into therapy. You can speak with a therapist right from wherever you're listening to MuggleCast, and the service is available for clients worldwide. Log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't have to ever take a time-consuming trip to a therapist's office. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So kickstart your 2021 by getting assistance navigating life's challenges. We have a special offer for MuggleCast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/MuggleCast. That's BetterHelp, spelled BetterHelp.com/MuggleCast for 10% off. And make sure you use that link so they know we sent you. And thank you for supporting the show by supporting our sponsors. All right, so we also received some New Year's resolution ideas from our listeners. Jeffrey had an idea for Lucius. I resolved to make an evil plan that is actually successful. I couldn't kill Muggleborns with a basilisk. I lost the Horcrux. Those Muggles from the Quidditch World Cup turned out fine. We lost the prophecy. I got arrested, and Potter escaped from my house. But this year is going to be all Lucius.
All peacock.
You know, seeing all of those things stacked together, all of his failures from across the series, makes me understand why Voldemort was, he eventually reached a point of being like, all right, man, you screwed up too many times.
Yeah.
Next one comes from Asim, who has a resolution for Voldemort and says he should get into some meditation and yoga. Perhaps download the Calm or Headspace app, and better yet, get a corporate account and treat all the Death Eaters to some much-needed spiritual cleansing. Centering, I'm sorry, but cleansing.
Cleansing too, yeah.
Next one from Ferial says, for Bellatrix, find out if Death Eater benefits cover therapy. Talk to therapist about propensity for devotion to toxic murderous maniacs and whether that's rooted in unmet childhood needs. And then by mid-year, sort of multiple resolutions here, detach yourself from negative influences and possibly work towards a degree in teaching Muggle studies to compensate for years of anti-Muggle nuttery. Okay.
That sounds like something a judge would sentence
you
to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
More, you must teach 10 years of Muggle 100% studies for your crimes.
And she's like, no!
Yeah, right.
This next one's from Tori. Tori says, actually for Harry. Harry should quit his job as an Auror and go teach Defense Against the Dark Arts, where he actually belongs.
Isilek said, Neville needs to speak up to his Gran. She wrote an idea here. Hey, Gran, if you want me to be able to do my best and live up to my parents' reputation, you need to shell out the galleons and get me my own god bleep wand and not have me use my dad's. Jesus, lady. Wow, this is mean. As if I didn't already have enough to deal with, you know, my parents having been tortured into insanity and all. You gave me a wand that wasn't mine and destroyed my self-esteem for a good 5 years.
I think Neville should just remember things more. I know. Maybe he needs to, like...
fish oil. It's fish oil.
Yeah, there you go. Needs, yeah, I was looking for what's, like, the home remedy to help with memory. Gillyweed. Next, from Kathleen, says, Snape will read pages 1 to 393 first before proceeding to page 394. Very well done, Kathleen.
Caitlin, or Catalin, says, for Luna, finally start that small business and promote it on Instagram/TikTok. I think she would be great at that. And for Sprout, propose to Madam Hooch, finally.
Oh. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, sure. Yeah.
New ship alert. New ship. Ring a bell.
Sprout and Hooch.
For Luna, I was going to say she would be good on Etsy, given all the things she creates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cork necklaces or cork earrings. And yeah.
All right. This next one comes from Sharon, and it's for Snape. Finally give online dating a try.
It's time to move on from Lily, buddy. And although he would be in one of those dating websites that's only for gingers, right?
Singlegingers.net. This next one is from David. Movie Seamus, retain my eyebrows while pursuing my passion for pyrotechnics. Yes, that's a good one.
Amanda says, for Harry, learn one other spell besides Expelliarmus.
That one wins. That one's my favorite.
It's a big one.
It's his signature spell.
I like the next one.
Yeah, Dana says, for Voldemort, keep my nose out of Harry Potter's business. Oh, wait.
And this last one comes from Ginny. It's for Lavender Brown. This year, I commit to getting back in touch with all my old Hogwarts friends. I think they might be worried about me.
Very good. Very good. That's one of my resolutions for 2021 as well. I want to find out if Lavender is alive once and for all.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to give a big thank you because we got a ton of resolutions from our patrons over on patreon.com/mugglecast. They definitely delivered. And this wasn't all of them, but I think a nice snapshot of what was sent in to us.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of our community is that we can ask questions and you all turn out big time. So thank you very much. Speaking of turning out, on social media, like I said a few weeks ago, we posted, what Harry Potter lines do you say out loud in just like your day-to-day life? And we got so much feedback, and I thought this would be a great segment for the show because we can also do impressions of these. But I thought first we should start with our own. So what lines from the Harry Potter books or movies do we say out loud? For me, whenever a storm is coming, I always at least think to myself, as a storm coming, just like last time. That was a really bad Hagrid impression. I apologize. But also, and I think I've brought this up before, I really wish Akio was real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're just on the couch and the remote's on the other side of the room, or your cup of coffee, or your dog. Even though allegedly you can't Akio animals, but you can in Fantastic Beasts. But anyway, I would love Akio to be real. And I sometimes do say out loud Akio because I feel like one day it actually is going to work. We're just not there yet.
I agree for sure. I think that there's definitely, like you said about thinking the line, there's a lot more that I think that I say. Lately I've been coming home from work pretty exasperated. They had some long days in the winter in the snow, and I've actually taken to saying, ugh, nine raids. Nine. What a day. What a day. Nine raids.
Even for your job, I feel like that works pretty well, actually.
Yeah. And then if Meg's there, she'll say, raids, and we'll get into the whole scene. I'll be like, Dad works in the Ministry of Magic, the misuse of Muggle Artifacts office. But yeah, what a day, 9 raids. I actually say that out loud.
I want to be a fly on the wall when Eric comes home and says that, taking off his top hat and his pea coat. Puts down his cane. 9 raids. 9. My life.
So I like to use this one sarcastically, and it's a movieism. It is not a bookism. That iconic, well done, Draco, from movie 8.
Do you give a hug afterward?
No. No, but
you should.
I use it when somebody messes up.
Ooh.
Sarcastically.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I've gotten like a couple of other people doing it too. Sometimes if I hear about somebody screwing up like over a text message, I just respond with the GIF and say nothing. So
that's good. I like that. I have a tendency when I get slightly annoyed or frustrated by what somebody says to me, whether it's work or otherwise related, I do a little bit of Snape either in my head or out loud. And I just, you know, because I just assume that my position is right. And I just think to myself, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Exchange. Yeah. That was a terrible Snape impersonation on my part, but the exchange between him and I think it's Umbridge.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, our listeners came through here as well. Eris said, you need to sort out your priorities.
That's a good one. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. And people, I mean, in the real world, everybody's just a mess, right? So this is one you can use pretty often.
Karen said, no post on Sundays.
No post on Sundays.
Or what I tend to gravitate towards, fine day Sunday.
That was good.
In my opinion, best day of the week.
I'm wondering when Karen uses this, though, just to like celebrate it being Sunday. Because, I mean, getting the mail is kind of fun, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you order from Amazon, odds are your package might arrive on Sundays, actually.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Man. Vernon probably hates Amazon.
Vernon's like, I want to order this, but it says delivery is Sunday, and hell no, I'm not dealing with that. I'll order this the next day, so it arrives Monday.
Can you see him arguing with the delivery person? Come back later! You know, you're not welcome!
There's no post on Sundays, don't you know? Didn't you see movie 1?
VK says, progress, for the sake of progress, must be discouraged. Just imagine bursting that out in a room full of friends,
yeah,
that or people that don't really know.
I was about to say, when do you say this?
I know that's a question we must answer with all of these as well. Why do people say these things? Maybe people they really liked the delivery in the movie, so they just think about the line.
I
gotta
say, a lot of this is very much like intonation that comes straight off the movie versus straight out of like the page,
right? Yeah,
makes it more iconic.
Micah, do you think Southern Hagrid can come out for this next one?
I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's one I think about from time to time. That was a great scene too in the movie.
I'm now fan casting Dr. Phil as Hagrid in the TV series.
He'd be a good one.
You
need a beard and some hair.
Yeah.
This next one comes from Just Drew. Don't let the muggles get you down.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good life advice.
I feel like this is something you could have on a coffee cup, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Boo said, never tickle a sleeping dragon. And they said that they mainly say this about their snoozing puppy.
Aww.
That's cute.
Yeah, you better not tickle that sleeping dragon.
All right, whoever does this one, you got to do it right.
I know, I'm scared.
Go ahead, Laura.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa. But I replace it with random words in a conversation. This is Stephanie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, I've done this too. I can't think of a good example off the top of my head, but there's definitely situations where like somebody's pronouncing something wrong and you just want to explain it to them this way, in this tone.
Well, T. Spicer has an interesting one. Mars is bright tonight.
Yeah.
Just imagine randomly commenting on anything that's going on with Mars is bright tonight.
Well, or you just step outside and you're like, oh, Mars is bright tonight.
Or you can just say it randomly in conversation when the other person's trying to talk to you about something else and they're like, yeah, I get it.
We don't care about Mars.
This is a short one. Megan said, justice! I'm not sure
I think that was Vernon. I think there was Vernon.
Justice.
Justice!
Is that where he has the spoon in his mouth, too?
I think
yes.
I want to do this one. Mark said this was a Filch line from Chamber of Secrets. Oh, dear, we are in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
That was really
thanks.
Good.
Well done.
Side note, that was in the Chamber of Secrets movie trailer. And as a child, I was obsessed with that trailer. I was so obsessed, I made my own version of that trailer on like a VHS tape or something. Scared Potter, you wish. Like that whole trailer was just perfect. So that's why that line has stuck with me.
I think this year for the physical gift for patrons, you should send that VHS tape out to the masses.
I wish I knew where it was, because I would. But I don't know if I could ever find that.
That's amazing. I mean, that kind of trailer, like back then I was still on dial-up, I want to say.
Right? So, oh, yeah, definitely.
Like AOL movie phone, like real player would click in and then it would buffer, but it would only have the first 5 seconds. So then you'd watch it. And in the time it took you to watch it, it would get like 2 more seconds. So you click play, but it wouldn't just play the 2 more seconds. It would go back from the beginning. So you'd watch the whole thing.
Yeah. And then and
100
your mom
times
would
before you get to the end.
Try to place a phone call and they couldn't because you were connected to AOL. And then you'd have to watch the trailer 3 hours later.
Man, early Harry Potter fandom, man, like being on the internet when that was hitting big.
Yeah.
You just, there's nothing that's going to recreate it.
This next one comes from Rain. It's the, I'm not going home. Not really. But they say it when they're literally just going home.
This is a good way of lying to yourself. Not going home, really. Not really.
You might be in denial about your home if you're saying this to yourself. You might need to work that out with a therapist.
Here's another one I'm interested in seeing where it comes up in real life. Blossoms says, do not pity the dead, Harry. Pity the living. And above all, pity those who live without love. But
sounds like something you might say before bed every night, like a little prayer or an affirmation.
Oh, yeah.
Naomi said, I tag on, or worse, expelled to a lot of my worries I express out loud. Oh,
Andrew,
man, I hope I
can start doing this.
Yeah, really.
I should start? Why? Just because the impression was good?
Impersonations.
Well, also, but like, you know, I feel like anytime you have a worry, it could be a good way of diffusing the situation.
Yeah. Oh, I better pay this bill or else my electric's going to get cut off. Or worse, expelled.
Yeah. I feel like it's good for a kid, too. If you were a parent and you everything else ended with that.
Yes.
If you wanted them to really do something, like expelled from school, expelled from the house.
This is probably the most iconic movie-ism of all time. It's 13-year-old Daniel Radcliffe going, you liar!
You liar! Kill him!
Liar! Yeah.
Remember, too, a little fun fact about that. I remember reading this somewhere a long time ago. Dan Radcliffe was like entering puberty by the time they got to this scene. So his voice is a lot deeper at the end of Sorcerer's Stone than it was in the rest of the movie. Do you guys remember that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The next one comes from Taylor, who says, my son and I say, morning, like George does in Deathly Hallows Part 1 when he catches Ginny and Harry snogging every single morning.
That's cute.
That is cute.
This one, you got to wonder where they say this. Shelley says, this tent is for champions and friends. It was a crumb line from Goblet of Fire.
This tent is for champions and friends.
Oh, good one, Micah. Good job. I feel like you would say this to somebody who comes over to your house for a house party and you don't want them there. So they walk through the door and you're like, this tent is for champions and friends. Leave.
I mean, when else do you say that?
This next one comes from A Bad Machine. Curious. Very curious.
Yeah. It's not really sad, but what's curious? A lot of these just prompt that reply for sure.
Yep.
All right, Micah, you got to do this one.
Comes from Tortor, and it's a very famous one, and I'll try my best here. You're a wizard, Airy.
Okay, Southern Hagrid.
Wizard.
Wizard.
Became like a five-syllable word.
Eric, you do it too, but not Southern Hagrid, just regular Hagrid.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Ah, good. Very good.
That was good. I like that.
I'm a what? Yeah.
A wizard and a thumping good night, wager. Once you get trained up a bit.
Oh my gosh. Did somebody just play the audiobook?
Oh, you guys.
And just for reference, all of my Southern accents have been endorsed by Laura. So you can leave the...
Right. You can complain to me if you don't like it.
Exactly.
Some listeners have praised it as well.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
I'm pretty sure, Micah, correct me if I'm wrong, but my memory says that you actually got to read that chapter where he says you're a wizard, Harry, when we did the chapter readings over on Patreon.
It's possible. Yeah. I don't remember.
There were some good Hagrid chapters that through the luck of the draw, because we just did a rotation that Micah ended up getting. And that's where Southern Hagrid comes from, if anyone was wondering. So... this one, actually, I'm surprised I didn't think of this as coming up. This comes up all the time. Tons of my friends say this. I did my waiting, 12 years of it, in Azkaban.
Yeah. It's me when I go to the DMV.
it's the Harry Potter version of the Titanic. I've waited 84 years or whatever it is.
Oh, it's been
84 years.
Does anybody want to try out that Molly quote just above
it? Yes. Where have you been? That was Reardon 26.
That's amazing.
That's my upper range. I usually save that for concerts.
Oh, I guess I should. Expecto Explorer was the one who said. And Sugar Quill said the Azkaban one comes up a surprising amount. Another movie is in here. Nikki Cooper. It's the Myrtle line. I was distraught. But I did that wrong. But yeah.
You forgot to cry a little bit too.
I was distraught.
There you go.
There we go.
And then, of course, Haley brings up the iconic, obviously.
Yeah, I do that one in my day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Kelly said, key, please. And they said, you can quote it more often than you think.
Oh, man. I had forgotten about this one from the Nerd Jacket. Who am I, Hedwig? What am I?
That's a good one.
I don't know when you'd say this, but...
No, because it's like when you're like confused about, you know, where you're going in life or something like that. What am I? Who am I? Tell me, bird. Was that a movieism or was that... That had to be a movieism.
That was 100% a movieism.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling wouldn't write that.
She would not write this.
Anyone want to try this Umbridge one?
Okay, this one comes from Kel6KX. For now. Like, oh, yeah. He says, that happy power, you know, you cannot expel Trelawney from the school. Mm-hmm. That happy power rests with me alone. Which is fun now.
Right, yeah. Laura, you do this one.
Yeah. Okay. This next one comes from, it's either Kirsten or Kirsten. Just because you have the emotional range of a teaspoon doesn't mean we all have. And she said, this is pretty much me every day to my boyfriend.
Next one comes from Lexpecto Patronum. Awesome name. And it's our good friend and fellow Death Eater, Stan Shunpike, who says, what you fell over for? That's what I say to Andrew when he's drunk. What you fell over for?
It was that shot you got me. Witfenberg said, Dobby is free. When do you say that, though? When you're like, class is over?
Yeah,
when
work
you're out
is
of prison?
Over.
Or just in the morning when you're putting on your socks?
You leave work for the day, you're driving out, and you're like, Dobby is a free elf.
Oh my god. This one from Mike Larine. I think this is like a meme in and of itself. people pointed out that Jim Dale does this. And once it gets pointed out, you can't not hear it the entire seven books. It's Jim Dale and his Hermione voice, Harry.
So true.
Kish said, take it away, Ern. Take it away, Ern.
Oh, take it away, Ern.
Take it away, Honor.
Oh, my God. Okay, possibly one of the best ones, Mary Kay. Anytime I hear the number 36, I automatically spit out, counted them myself.
I wish I had more occasions where I encountered the number 36 so I could do this as well, but that seems like a really random number to hear.
All right. And finally, one of everyone's favorites, I think. What an idiot.
That's a classic line.
Yeah. JM, Hala, and Laura. Mm-hmm. Not me. Another Laura.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. We can definitely apply that to a lot of people. No matter who you are, you know some idiots.
Oh, it's so true.
All right. Well, that was fun. I think we should spend an episode at least once a month just doing character impressions.
Oh, yeah. That's 2021's figured out, you guys.
Thanks to everybody who participated. We got so many more. You can check out our social media channels for other ones.
All right. Well, before we get to Quizzitch, we have a quick word from another sponsor this week, Third Love. 2021 is your time to shine. So focus on what makes you happy, starting with better bras and underwear. Third Love uses millions of measurements to design bras with all-day comfort and support. Every Third Love bra is made with signature memory foam cups, no-slip straps, and a scratch-free band. And these amazing bras are available in more than 80 sizes, from cups AA through I and bands 30 through 48. Not sure about your size? Take Third Love's online fit finder quiz to find the size and styles that are right for you. I'm in love with the 24/7 Perfect Coverage bra because it manages to be supportive and comfortable, but you really can't go wrong with any of their style offerings. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/mugglecast to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/mugglecast for 20% off today.
Okay, it's time for Quizzitch, first one of the year.
Last week's question, the Fizzing Wisby is said to contain parts of which Fantastic Beast? The correct answer is Billywig. It's actually dried Billywig stings, according to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, go into the making of the Fizzing Wisby candy. So correct answers were submitted by Robbie Stillman, Jeff Skellington, Zoom Tarot, Billy Reardon, who says, that's my name, Bort Voldemort, time-traveling unicorn, Tuesday Barry, who also said, thank you for saying you liked my username. It is, in fact, just my actual name, and Stacey Z. Next week's question. On the subject of Hagrid, which actor who had previously worked with Chris Columbus asked to audition for the role of Rubius Hagrid? Submit your answer to us over on Twitter only, no emails. Use the hashtag Quizzitch and @ReplyMuggleCast.
Oh, I thought one of Eric's New Year's resolutions was going to be to submit Quizzitch, accept Quizzitch answers from anywhere people submit them, but I guess not. Maybe
I'm going to get notes under my door on like folded pieces of paper now, Quizzitch answers.
And you're going to be saying no post on Sundays because you're going to be so glad you're not receiving any on Sundays.
Bunkered down, like,
If you have any feedback about today's episode, send it in to MuggleCast@gmail.com or use the contact form on MuggleCast.com. Also, check out MuggleCast.com because we have an updated must listens page. If you're looking for some of our favorite episodes of MuggleCast or you're looking for chapter by chapter or our movie commentaries, we've only done a handful of those, but we're hoping to do a couple more in this new year. Check out that page because we've got everything there. Some of our favorite episodes. We also love hearing your voice. So if you want to record a voice memo, just do that on your phone. Keep it about a minute long and send it to MuggleCast@gmail.com. And maybe we will play it on an upcoming episode. By the way, speaking of feedback, next week is going to be a Muggle Mail episode. So we're going to include lots of feedback. So please do send in anything you have to say about today's discussion or maybe a previous episode.
Except commentary on our impersonations. You can forget about that.
Unless you thought they were really good.
Yeah, right? Of course. And unless you're going to praise them, in which case, by all means, send in your thoughts. If not, then that, you know, don't waste your time.
If the email is just going to say, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Then don't send that in. And also follow us on social media. We're at MuggleCast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We post previews of each show, clips from the show, our favorite Harry Potter memes going around, and a whole lot more. We'd also appreciate if you joined our community of listeners today at patreon.com/MuggleCast. You get bonus installments of MuggleCast. You get early access to our planning docs. You get early access to the show. You get ad-free MuggleCast. And by pledging, you're helping us grow the show. So thank you very much in advance. And thank you to everybody who is currently a patron at patreon.com/MuggleCast. Link to our Patreon is in the show notes. And thank you for listening to today's episode. Happy New Year again. We're looking forward to another exciting year of MuggleCast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Eric.
I'm Micah.
And I'm Laura.
Bye.